Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Shift Spotlight. Today, we are here with Valerie Ganges, and she is the founder and CEO of Juniper Holiday and Home. She can be found at juniperholidayandhome.com. So welcome to the show, Valerie.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So let's start out with an interesting fact about you that people may not know.
In addition to running Juniper Holiday and Home, I'm also a spiritual self-help author. I've written two books, Enlightenment is Sexy, and the second book is In Deep Shift.
Oh, I like that. Because you use the word shift, In Deep Shift. I love that name.
Shift, yeah. It's all about people that have had really like a shift in consciousness in their life through, usually it's on the heels of like a major loss, right. You know, major change in their life. And all of a sudden they have a new outlook on how to live, on who they want to be with, what they want to do for a living. It's just like a major shift in their lives. So the book is all about how to navigate those waters.
I love that. I love, I'm all into woo-woo stuff and spirituality and all.
Oh, okay.
That. So you're in good company there. But I think I'm seeing a real shift actually with the business world and that world in general. I think more CEOs and founders are kind of merging the two where it used to be a little taboo. It used to be a little bit separate. So I love that interesting fact.
It's very hard to separate the two once you have had these experiences of, you know, more self-awareness. It kind of, it does bleed into everything you do. So of course that would bleed into the way you lead, the way you run your company, your vision, your brand. It becomes who you are.
Right. Right. I love that. So at a high level, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
Okay. So again, I founded Juniper Holiday and Home. It's a vacation rental property management company. We started off in the Midwest in Southwest Michigan. So about an hour and a half outside of Chicago. They call it the Hamptons of the Midwest. It's where everyone from Chicago goes on the weekends and all summer. I started off by buying 11 homes in the area. I also bought 3 homes in Avon, like Vail area. And I started managing them myself. I strategically picked out the homes. I had a pool of investors. I brought a designer in and we made all the homes, you know, beautiful the way I wanted them to look, got great photographers, did all the things. And I taught myself the business. What happened was people started approaching me to buy my homes and then keep me on as their property manager. I had never thought that I would be working with the public. I was just going to have my own portfolio of homes. And next thing I know, I started selling homes one by one. And 2 months later, I had started Juniper.
That's interesting. So you're what we call an accidental entrepreneur. Right?
100%. Yes.
And so it's like you didn't pick the business picked you. And
absolutely. I had no idea whatsoever. I really did not even understand this was an industry.
Wow, that's so interesting. And so, you know, I have a background in real estate, and one of the things I've learned about, and I don't have a background in vacation property management, but in general, property management doesn't have the best rap, right? The people who manage the properties, we hear a lot of negativity. They don't handle things well, but in vacation rentals, you have a whole subset of problems that are a lot different than the average investor, call it, with long-term rentals. So How do you handle some of those problems and processes in your own business?
So my entire background is in hospitality. I have been in the restaurant and bar business my whole life. That's what my family did. Every man in my family owned restaurants, right?
Wow.
That's just what I grew up in. And hospitality was at the center of everything we did, even in our personal lives. Lots of, dinner parties and having people in our homes, and it's who I am. So this really was a natural progression. I also was in real estate, and have been since 2006. So blending the two for me actually was very natural. But with vacation rental property management, it is truly, that's a hospitality industry. It's not totally separate than regular property management and working with HOAs and stuff like that. So at the core of all of this, it's how you're treating your homeowners, how you're treating your guests. You have to run it almost like you're running a hotel in every single property. So not everybody can do this. It's kind of tricky. And you do have to have all your processes and systems in place in order to scale. And I went from those first 14 homes to almost 100 homes in 2 years.
Wow.
So I had to really pull it together, make sure everything was written down. We use a piece of software called Trainual, and we laugh in the company that every process is built out, even like how to use the restroom. I mean, we had to, because my team is all over the country, and I needed to figure out a way to make sure that we were all on the same page and that the brand and the vision was at the center of this.
And it is there's so many moving parts with something like this. And so I can't even imagine how long it must have taken you to like get those processes. 'Cause like you said, you started out, it was just you. Then all of a sudden you're running this company. Besides Trainual, what other systems or tools were critical in order for you to make that leap and start to scale? Because managing 100 properties is a significant undertaking.
Yeah, and right out of the gate, we have mainly luxury properties. So bigger properties, more high end, and that's another special type of
More
management.
hospitality service required with the white glove service on those type
That's
of
right.
projects.
And I decided from day one that's how it was going to be, and I've stuck to that. So in our industry, we need a lot of technology that goes hand in hand with the humans in the company. So we have software for our maintenance and housekeeping. We have software that we all use. It's property management software. It's at the core of everything we do. So all the reservations go through there, all of our accounting, all of our reporting. You're on different platforms, so people can make reservations, let's say, through Marriott. We're with Marriott, that's one avenue, or Airbnb, Vrbo, and then the website. So you have to make sure that all of that is in order, nothing overlaps, you don't screw reservations up. It takes a lot of back-end software to run these companies. We have communication software with the guests that we use for guest services, different things for our website, newsletters. It's a lot of technology that goes with running this type of business.
Sounds like your software has software.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty significant tech stack.
So many of our listeners are CEOs or the real estate owners. What do they get wrong about short-term rentals, and how does Juniper come in to fix that?
I think unless you can really dedicate yourself to managing your own short-term rentals, it's best to go with a professional, unless you want to get phone calls in the middle of the night and all of a sudden turn into a hospitality expert. Like, it's best to leave it, I think, to the pros. So that's number one. Number two, I think your home needs to be very clean, very organized, and look beautiful. You should have gorgeous pictures. We always do floor plans with every single one of our homes. We have an essentials list built out. So we bring on a new homeowner. We are full service. So we do everything for our homeowners. They're all extremely busy people. None of them live in the area where we have our homes. So We have it down to a science, everything that needs to be stocked in the home. Because, again, the easiest way for me to describe it is that you are running a hotel in this house. People are expecting that they're going to have everything that they need. Or if they need someone, someone is going to be available to provide that for them. So you have to deliver, I think, a really high level of, hospitality. You have to be available to the guests. You have to make sure that you're answering all their questions. If there's an emergency, someone needs to be available to go to the house. So there's a lot that goes into this. And I think you can manage a couple properties yourself and probably do it well if you don't mind all the phone calls, communication, and back and forth. But in order to make more money and probably outdo what you could ever do on your own, going with a professional and bringing in all the marketing, there's constant communication with these guests, even after they check out. A lot of our guests are repeat guests, so we keep them coming back to the homes year after year because they're having great experiences. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just taking a reservation and then like making sure the house is clean.
Hi there. This is Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. What's holding your company back? It's often blind spots in leadership, miscommunication, misaligned priorities, and untapped growth opportunities. GCE's 360 assessment provides crystal clear insights into your team's strengths and challenges. Then, one of our leaders will work with you to turn those insights into an action plan, ready to build a stronger, aligned team that can execute against your vision. Learn more about our 360 assessment today.
And I love how you blended real estate, interior design, and hospitality kind of into one brand. I think another thing that I'm seeing just trend-wise with short-term rentals is people are truly looking for experiences now. And so, like getting the condo on the beach and putting a couple welcome to the beach signs, it's not going to get you the booking numbers that you're looking for. You know, people want to feel something different than their day-to-day life. You know, my brother, he's a mortgage lender. He also has some short-term rentals. He painted the whole kid section of his condo into a big boat and like had the bed built out like a boat and looks
I
like
love that.
he and his bookings went up simply by investing, you know, what, 15 grand into an experience, right? So let's shift gears a little bit. How many employees do you have?
Well, before we move on, I will say one thing. Most of our homeowners, we have a designer on staff. They bring her in to help them. And if you can do something like that, and knowing that people want experiences, you can get help. And if you can't do it yourself, and create that type of unique experience in your house. If you can't do that, like for us, we have concierge service. So maybe maybe your house isn't a giant potato. Like there's an Airbnb out there that has that, right? So like maybe it's not an experience like that, but you can bring in outside experiences through concierge where people maybe are renting a sailboat or they're going to have a dinner party at their house. So you provide a private chef. I mean, there's a lot that you can offer your guests so they do have a unique experience.
Yeah, I do. I do love that. Okay, so back to the business side. How many employees?
Are we counting housekeepers and maintenance?
However many your company manages, whatever you
Okay,
manage.
so in the summer, like our busy season, let's say we bring on about 25 housekeepers and ramp up maintenance. So in the summer, in peak season, there's about 40 employees.
Wow.
We scale down then, in the off season. As far as like our core group, there's 15 of us.
Okay, so your leadership team. Okay. And so how do you drive accountability in your business to make sure that you, as the founder and CEO, are getting what you want out of the business?
So we run on EOS. So we have leadership meetings, L10 meetings every 2 weeks. Everything, we use a piece of software, another piece of software called 90io. So all of our KPIs and everything live in 90io at all times. I can go in there and look, and I know exactly the health of the company. I also have managers for every division of the company that are extraordinary. So I feel like by choosing the right people, I've been able to really stay in control of what's happening in the company because they are excellent. They're excellent managers, they're excellent leaders. If there's a slip in the numbers, they're going to be on it. So it's a combination of straight up KPIs and wonderful humans.
Yeah. And so are you using an implementer? Or are you self-implementing?
I had an implementer, a gentleman named Brad Whitehead out of Denver. He got me started on EOS. We got everything in place. That was year one of when I started the company. And since then, we just do it ourselves.
Okay. What about an integrator? Are you the
Yeah.
integrator? Okay.
No, my COO is the integrator.
Gotcha. How did you decide who the right integrator was for you?
She is the best thing that has ever happened to our company. I was introduced to her. I was looking for someone to take over operations. I felt like as we were growing, that wasn't my strong suit. I was better at business development and marketing. So I was kind of sniffing around for someone to take that position over. And once I was introduced to her, I actually flew out, took her out to dinner, and sat down with her. And she was, in my opinion, the best of the best. So she was a natural fit for taking over operations and being the integrator. I wanted her to take control of the company.
And kudos to you for acknowledging that that wasn't your strong suit. You know, I think a lot of times when we start out in these companies, especially in your journey and how you explained it, it's, you know, we take on everything and we get a lot of pride of that. You know, you're like, I'm the bookkeeper and I'm the marketer and I know how to do the interior design and I'm the real estate agent and I acquire the properties and I do the solicit and there's almost a sense of pride with it. But then you can't scale if that is your goal. Not every business is about scaling, but you know, you can't scale while you've got your hands in all of those. So when we find when the CEO lets go of those reins, however they see it fit, that's when they really get to enjoy their business a little bit more.
And you have to be able to afford it. And I think you need to make sacrifices, to get the right people because they're not going to be inexpensive, but it's worth it. And as far as like for me, understanding what my strengths and weaknesses are, there was no. I wasn't going to be dishonest with myself. Like, I knew that I was hitting a point where this is getting way too difficult for me. And it was clear to me, if I was going to take this all the way, like, I had to bring in the right people. It was never like I didn't have a second thought about it. And
Yeah.
yeah, I think it's good at the beginning, you have to do everything. Like, when I had those 14 homes, I worked side by side with my first housekeeper, who was incredible, and she taught me exactly how things should be cleaned. I would go through all the houses with her. She really taught me how to build out an excellent housekeeping program. I
Right.
mean, I'm so grateful to her. I would have never known all of that. And same goes for maintenance, same goes for guest services. I did it all. I never did bookkeeping. I always had a bookkeeper. So, I'm grateful that I put in all those hours and it was painful, to do this. Not everybody can run a company like this. And I had to force myself to learn everything I could. I was determined.
It's very, very true. So as you've grown in this role, how have you stayed open to feedback as a leader? Because it seems like you're pretty open. Obviously, you know, you don't want to get in deep shift or anything like that. So how do you stay open?
I just am naturally an open person. I feel like I've again hired the right people. I value their opinion. I always tell them, like, you tell me what I need. I mean, I have the vision and I know where we're going. I'm steering the ship, but I want people that are smarter than me and know more than me in certain departments to tell me what to do. I mean,
Right.
that's why I hired them. They're better at it than I am.
Right.
So I respect them. I value their opinion. And when they tell me something, I'm like, okay, that's what we're going to do because I trust that you know. And it's worked out.
Right. All right, just a couple quick questions to finish off here with. What's the best piece of advice that you've received as a leader?
To be bold. to take chances.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
We have a lot of self-doubt sometimes. When we're in these roles, we feel like in our gut, but then we start to like question ourselves in the shower, or we start to backpedal a little bit and we're like, oh, our gut can't be that right. But yeah, you're right. When you step out, when you take that risk, I mean, I always say that you can't fail at anything that you give 100% to or that you learn something from.
Yeah. And I have checks and balances in place. I feel like I can be pretty wild and bold in my thinking. I feel kind of fearless in many areas of my life. So I'm like, let's go for it. Like, and I'm not scared to fail because it's going to happen, right? You're going to take chances and sometimes it's not going to work out. And I don't have any like weirdness around that, but I have put checks and balances in place through the company. So when we hire a new manager, or we're going to bring on a new piece of software, or we're going to go into a new location, we decide as a group. Because again, it's coming back to the deep level of respect I have for these other leaders in the company. So yes, I might have an idea, but I always run it through it's all women right now in the company. I always run it through the women in the company and we decide together, even down to the hiring. I don't hire alone anymore. It goes through HR. Then I have the second interview. Then I let all the other girls interview the person and we decide as a group because we are more powerful together.
I love that. I love that. And so as we wrap up, if somebody listening wanted to take the next step with you, what should they do?
You could either find me on LinkedIn and send me a direct message, or you could simply go to the website, juniperholidayandhome.com, and send us a message.
Awesome. Well, this was a joy. I love what you've done with this
brand. Thanks.
I love that you're a woman-owned company, and I love that you're kind of making a big splash out there in a very complicated industry, in my opinion.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.